have Martin Harley, one of the most successful jockeys ever to come out of Ireland, and certainly from a Donegal perspective, very much putting things on the map up here. Had a really interesting career. Some of you may recall he had spells as a stable jockey for Mick Shannon and Marco Botti back in 2012, so that's over 10 years ago, and then great success in Australia. And earlier this year, the Royal Ascot winning Martin suffered a major blow. He sustained multiple fractures, including two in his neck, had a really bad race fall, but came through it all and is back in the saddle. He's been home in Donegal after 3 weeks in Newmarket. And firstly, Martin in studio, we'll congratulate you. You've just got married.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So his wife Brittany is the lucky woman. He's heading back to Australia soon. So Martin, we'll just go back to that accident at the beginning of this year. You'd had 17 winners in Australia before this race, and suddenly you end up in hospital. Your whole career is on the line. Fortunately, though, you made an incredible recovery. So tell us a little bit exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was. We obviously landed in Australia. I've been to Melbourne and Sydney before, but on the Brisbane side, I hadn't known many trainers, so I thought I got off to a pretty good start, having 17 winners in just over 2 months. And yeah, things were looking very, very positive. And I was meant to be going to the Magic Millions with five rides. That'd be one of our biggest meetings in Brisbane, or the Gold Coast, sorry. And yeah. Bang, here we go. 5 days before the Magic Millions, I was due to have five rides at the Magic Millions, and believe it or not, two of them won, and one of them was placed. So that was pretty tough to take on the chin. But as I said to many people along the way, that I would take walking over riding any winners again. And thankfully, it was a long road, and thanks to Brittany and family support and her family support, kept me going. And yeah, it was 4.5 months. It's a long time for us guys because we're used to being working most days and, doing track work, this, that and the other. So sat on the sofa in a halo for 4.5 months was pretty testing. But thankfully I came out the other side and I had a really good comeback before we came back here to get married.
Yeah, great. So the whole recovery process, when you went back into the saddle, your first race afterwards, was there a nervousness there?
I wouldn't say that. When I had the fall, I was knocked out for 7.5 minutes. And, it is pretty scary thinking, 7.5 minutes. But I think it's a good thing for a sports person because, do I remember anything about the fall? The lead up to the fall, going into the stalls, I remember. But after that, I remember nothing. And sometimes I think that's a blessing because I think the fear factor would be a lot higher if you were to get back in the saddle and you remember everything about that fall. There was definitely butterflies getting up on the horse, but when I got up and got moving, it's like any day on race day, the butterflies are there, and when you get into the stalls, it's just another race. But no, I like to think that there was definitely not as many nerves rolling around as I thought might be. But yeah, pretty thankful that I didn't remember the fall, and we cracked on. The first ride back was actually a favourite, and that got beat, finished second. My second ride back was a winner. I think that was pretty good for the confidence, because you could also go 10, 15, 20 rides without having a winner, and then you start doubting yourself. So I think it was very important to try handpick me rides and get it right and try to get that winner sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. And since then, I mean, it's a case of as if you were never away. You've gone from strength to strength and you've had a lot of winners.
Yeah, it's funny enough, after the accident, obviously with the wedding coming up basically 3 months after, plenty of things went through, rolled around my head. Do I go back before the wedding? And Brittany did say to me, if you don't go back, you're going to be the biggest pain in the backside. So I want you to get back on a horse and do what you love. And thankfully, I did listen. But anyway, I got back. And yeah, I've had 24 winners back in 2 months. So nothing, no highlights. I think I've had a listed winner, which is pretty good, because racing was kind of dying down when I did get back from injury. The winter carnival was over, most of the group ones were gone. I did finish second on a group one at 150-1 shot, so that was even good for the confidence. Would have been better if I had won, but I'll take second at 150-1 shot regarding coming back from a seriously bad injury.
Right. You're listening to Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Chris Ashmore in studio with jockey Martin Harley. Martin, you grew up Rathdonnell, just outside Letterkenny, the home place. So how did it all begin, the interest in horses, for somebody who is now in Queensland, will be your place of residence, a slightly different climate to just outside Letterkenny?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I said to most people through the week, I said, I didn't think a Donegal man would have to go all the way to Australia to find a woman. But anyway, I did, and I'm very happy I did. But yeah, crazy things do happen in life. But yeah, brought up in Rathdonnell. Obviously, my dad's a big farmer. And, you know, through life, there was always a few horses around the farm. And yeah, I got the bug at a pretty early age. 5, 6 years old, I think, I started, you know, riding small ponies, and it went from strength to strength regarding, you know, my appetite for it. And I think I always got a good buzz of the adrenaline rush of the speed of the horses, and, you know, the fair share of injuries along the way as well. It does make you think sometimes, but when you're a sportsman, you know, these things can happen. And you know, whether you're a football player, you know, rally car driver, jockey, you know, you name it, it's high risk for sure compared to a lot of other things. But I love it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But just from the farming background and the horses being around the farm, it just got into pony racing then. And yeah, it was just
Came up through the ranks
and tried my best anyway. Don't know how good it was, but
yeah. I suppose the first Group 1 winner will always be a big memory for you.
Yeah, for sure. Because I started my apprenticeship with Jim Bulger, obviously County Carlow and Coo-Cullen. And on my third year of my apprenticeship, it was going pretty good. It was early stages, but I was riding plenty of nice winners and things were looking good. And I ended up getting a real bad fall in Clonmel and broke me back. And my confidence was pretty bad. I wasn't knocked out for very long in that fall, so I remembered quite a bit about it. And my uncle Paul, he always said after that, you know, go to England because number one, it's better for your weight because you're a lot busier. You know, racing in Ireland happens 3-4 days a week, maybe five, but England, it's 7 days a week if you want to do it. And a good friend of my uncle's, Kieran Fallon, he got in touch with an ex-football player, Mick Shannon, and put in a good word for me. And when I went there, getting back to the Guineas winner, you know, it was pretty special after leaving from a bad injury from Ireland, early doors, and to come back to the Curragh, you know, in Ireland, to ride my first Group winner, and it was my first ride in a classic, so that was pretty special for sure.
Absolutely, and then other big wins were to follow, the Kingstown Stakes. We've mentioned the Irish 1000 Guineas, the Prix de la Baie, and the Prix Royal Oak. So onwards and upwards. And then, how did the Australian move come about?
Well, I got offered a stint in Hong Kong for 3 months actually. And then I got another 3 months added on when I was there. And when Hong Kong, you know, the money in Hong Kong's unbelievable. And as you know, if you duck out of anywhere for 6 months or a year, you do get forgotten about. So I just felt when I did go for that stint in Hong Kong, I loved it. And if I ever got the chance again, I would definitely consider it. You know, it's you can ride for 8 to 10 years in Hong Kong. If you had a bit of luck, you could actually financially, you'd have no problem retiring. That's the caliber of money that is in Hong Kong. So you can't say no. When I got that email, I was pretty excited about it. But I just felt when I came back from Hong Kong and Melbourne, things were a little bit slower than I expected in England. But there's always someone there to fill your boots when you duck out. And there certainly was. But I just wasn't loving it as much as I did prior to going to Hong Kong. And obviously, having a woman from Australia made my life easier of making that decision, but it was more my decision than Brittany's because she was quite happy in Newmarket. She was back there for a couple of years and loving her new job in a little school outside Newmarket. But yeah, I just had enough in England and I wanted to make the move. I just felt like if I had kept going in England, I would have lost my appetite for it. And I knew there was still a few years left in me, so we made the move to Australia. The prize money, the weather, racing 3 days a week. You know, it's definitely a better quality of life for a jockey.
And just, we were talking before we came on air, you know, A lot of people think it's, you know, just a matter of turning up and here and there, but you could be doing 28, nearly 30 races a week, so it's pretty intensive. You know, that takes a lot of toll on the body too.
Oh, for sure.
But when you love something, it's not like, you know, they say if you wake up and you love doing something, it's not work, is it? Mm. But yeah, there is plenty of tough days. Obviously, losing weight, preparing for the next race day. But yeah, when the winners are coming, the weight seems to come off easier, for sure. And everything seems to flow.
Yeah. And out there, you're keeping an eye on other sports and Aussie rules, you watch a bit of that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely getting into the AFL. It reminds me a lot of the Gaelic back home. And I'm definitely taking a large interest in that. And obviously, we keep an eye on the rugby. Good game coming on tonight, Ireland versus South Africa. So we'll definitely have a look at that tonight. Should be a good game.
And on the local racing frontier, Luke McAteer, Dylan Brown McMonagall, Oisin Oir, there's young fellows coming through, all doing really well of late, and no doubt they're all keeping an eye on you as well. What are your plans for the next 12 months?
Well, yeah, I'll return. We head back to Australia next Wednesday, myself and Britt. And it'll be basically stand on the scales and see if it gives me a fright or not. But it'll be, knuckling down, getting a couple of weeks training under the belt, and returning racing. But the Magic Millions is our next big aim now. It's in January, and hopefully we make it there this year and not miss out the week before. Okay. It's just onwards and upwards, really. Get back race riding and see how many winners we can lock on for next year.
And comparing Irish racing with over in Australia, are there a number of very big trainers, or is it a more evenly spaced out? Are there a lot of small independent people involved?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's more spaced out. When you go to Sydney, obviously Chris Waller, everyone knows him. He's a fantastic trainer with a large number of horses. And then you go to Melbourne and you see David Hustis and Kieran Maher. They're massive, but there is a lot more smaller trainers able to cope with because the prize money's there. Financially, if they can bag a winner or two every month, that's enough to keep the whole thing rolling with the training fees, etc. But it's definitely more of a level playing field rather than, the Aidan O'Brien's here and, Joseph obviously now, his son Donica, it's hard to compete with them guys because the breeding they have and, good luck to them. They're fantastic outfit and fantastic people. But it's a lot harder to get grips with it here rather than Australia.
And finally, if there's aspiring jockeys out there, any particular message that you would have for somebody who's maybe starting off in the whole sport?
Well, just going back to Dylan and Luke and, they're obviously flying along here. And it's great to see, for Donny, we come from this...
No racetrack here.
Yeah, there's not many racetracks around Donegal, but obviously these guys took a large interest in at a young age, like myself, and it's great to see them doing so well. Mm. But anyone... I'm sure that I'm not the only person that watching. They'll be watching Dylan and Oisin Oir and, the rest of them. I think it's, keep your head down. If you have an interest in something, don't give up, because if you're willing to work hard at it, it's definitely, you can get the results.